let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hail to the Redskins. All right. Good morning. 7:47 here on WML. We've got the Redskins game, of course, coming up this weekend. Game one as the Redskins take on the Eagles at home here at FedEx Field. And Larry Michael, the voice of the Redskins, joins us now, as he often does and often will throughout the season here. What are we to make of this game as we start off with a division rivalry?
Wow, you know, a lot of unanswered questions, I think. We're going to get some answers on Sunday. You saw what happened last night, and for those who predicted an unbeaten season for the New England Patriots, obviously they were way off base. And the Redskins, ironically enough, which shocked me, are underdogs at home in this opener. And they have beaten the Eagles five straight, so I think the Redskins realize they're the Rodney Dangerfield right now of the NFC East, and I think that's under their skin a little bit. There's been some things said by Philadelphia over the last couple of weeks. A couple of their players have popped off and made a couple
Wait,
of comments.
Eagles fans have done that, or just Eagles
players,
themselves?
Players.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
So I don't know why you do that, and the Redskins have gone about their business, and we'll find out Sunday who the better team is.
Yeah, indeed.
One of those players that, as you say, popped off is Lane Johnson.
Yes.
Is he going to regret that he's going up against Ryan Kerrigan?
Well, Ryan Kerrigan only has 9.5 sacks against Philadelphia in his career, so he's had a pretty good go. I don't understand why anybody would want to nudge Kerrigan, who is a cyborg. He is officially a cyborg. The man never takes a day off, and he has had a great offseason, the best offseason I've seen for him. Healthy, has never missed a snap. He's never missed a game as a Redskin. So why bug him, Mary? Why would you do that if you're Lane Johnson? Makes no sense to me, but we'll take it. More motivation.
He did say, I mean, if I have to be the guy that sets the tone or gets guys going, so be it. I mean, it's all trash talk anyway. We're just trying to get an edge, just trying to get a mentality.
Well, if that's the way you're going to do it, you're also nudging the opposition. I don't like when people do that. I don't think you've seen anything like that out of Redskin Park. But you still have some unanswered questions offensively for the Redskins. Josh Doctson hasn't played much, first-round pick last year. Terrell Pryor, his first year with the team. Will there be chemistry there? The running game for the Redskins going to have to do a better job than they did last year. And, you know, opening day, it's hope springs eternal, doesn't it? And one team will go home happy. The other team will go home a loser, and I think the Redskins will go home happy.
Let's talk about the air game. I mean, that's been the question of whether or not with, you know, a couple important receivers disappearing from the Redskins in the offseason. Now you've got a situation where the receiving core is a question mark. How much of a question mark is it for you right now? How do you see it playing?
Well, I mean, there are the unknowns, the unknown factor. You know, you haven't seen these guys in the uniform. You haven't seen Terrell Pryor, but you do know what Jordan Reed can do, and he's coming off a great year. He's healthy right now. Jamison Crowder is expected to do a little more, and Kirk Cousins obviously is the leader of the offense, and he's had a good offseason. So, to me, this Redskins offense is not a concern. If the defense can improve this year, which on paper they have, you look at the talent they have more talent they've had in the last couple of years, that might be worth a couple of games. So I'm looking at the Redskins having a good year, competing for a playoff spot, and it starts Sunday here on WMAL, 1 o'clock kickoff.
You had a big roster cut last week. Was there anyone cut that surprised you that you thought, wow, I never saw that coming?
Well, you know what? No, not really. I think there were some of the veterans we knew might be on the chopping block because of the draft. I thought that you ended up with three rookie draft picks making the team in the secondary, and I think that might be a surprise to some people. But, Mary, they've got this practice squad, so they bring guys back that they cut. So they've drafted players or signed young players, and they let them go last week. But the next day they bring them back, and they're on this 10-player practice squad, which makes them eligible to come back on the team along the way in case somebody gets hurt. No real surprises. I think, though, the Redskins team this year is younger and deeper, and we'll see how that pans out. You know, youth is another unknown. We don't know how some of these guys are going to play. Holsey is a corner. How's he going to do? Nicholson, the safety. How's he going to do? Moreau, the other corner, third-round pick. How's he going to play in a regular season game? It's their first game coming up Sunday.
All right, so the question's about the Redskins' last thing. Carson Wentz here. Will they be able to get the same pressure that they have in the past on him?
I don't see why not. I mean, not a lot has changed. The Redskins do have Junior Gallette. I can't wait to see Junior Gallette on Sunday. This is a guy that has missed two straight years with Achilles injuries. Just imagine, one Achilles 1 year, the other Achilles the next year, and he has just persevered. He's going to get a sack, and when he gets a sack, I have no idea what he might implode on the field after, because he's just so excited about the season.
All right, watch out for a small earthquake on FedEx Field. Thank you very much, Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins. We'll be watching on 1 p.m. on Sunday.
You're listening.
Listening.
You're listening.
Of course, on WMAL.
Thanks,
guys. 7:52 now on WMAL.